From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama lauds Africa's progress, but cautions it rests on a fragile foundation. Mr. Obama ended his two-nation Africa trip with an unprecedented speech Tuesday to the 54-nation African Union in Ethiopia, hailing the continent's progress.
The world must recognize Africa's extraordinary progress. Today, Africa is one of the fastest-growing regions in the world. Africa's middle class is projected to grow to more than 1 billion consumers. Hundreds of millions of mobile phones, surging access to the internet. Africans are beginning to leapfrog old technologies into new prosperity.
But he warned such progress can be sustained only through continued development, rights protection, democracy, and good governance.
Nothing will unlock Africa's economic potential more than ending the cancer of corruption. And you are right that it is not just a problem of Africa, it is a problem of those who do business with Africa. It is not unique to Africa. Corruption exists all over the world, including in the United States. But here in Africa, corruption drains billions of dollars from economies that can't afford to lose billions of dollars.
Mr. Obama cautioned Africa's progress rests on a fragile foundation and took aim at leaders who refused to step aside when their term ends. Media reports say at least 25 people were killed after suspected Boko Haram fighters attacked the northeast Nigerian village of Dil in Borno State. Witnesses say the attack occurred Monday afternoon when the fighters entered the village about 250 kilometers south of the city capital, Maiduguri. Local vigilantes and security forces resisted the attack. Meanwhile, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari is set to visit his Cameroonian counterpart, Paul Biya, in Yaounde on Wednesday. This is VOA News.